Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the hockey card market update here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Thursday on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. Let's jump into the hockey card market data. Starting with most volume across all hockey rookie cards over the last 7 days, raw or graded. No surprise here. In our top five, all Connor Bedard cards, the Young Guns base 451, raw, sold 78 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price of $386. Last sale earlier this morning for $371. That card obviously selling multiple times per day. The Upper Deck P60 UD Portraits for Bedard sold 68 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price there around $20. Last sale a couple of days ago, just under $24. That's up 28.2%. The Young Guns base PSA 10 is actually the third highest volume sold with 63 sales in the last 7 days. The pop is now up over $1,500 at $1,576. Average sale price, though, still coming in at $1,100. So it's still selling very, very well. And for a premium, the 2023 Upper Deck R47 OPG Glossy Raw sold 59 times in the last 7 days. The Young Guns base PSA 9 sold 56 times in the last 7 days. And here we go. Leo Carlson, the first person not named Connor Bedard so far in this week's show, sixth on the list. 51 sales of his 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base raw in the last 7 days. Average sale price there, $21.45. That's actually up just under $4. And let's go over to the most card sales that are graded in the last 7 days. We talked about Bedard's Young Guns PSA 10 and PSA 9. Bedard's OPG 582 Marquee Rookies in PSA 10 is a pop 393. That card sold 17 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $146. His star rookie number one base in PSA 10 sold 13 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $94.30. Luke Hughes, 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base in PSA 9 sold 9 times in the last 7 days. That's actually up about $5. Average sale price, $32.64. But the last sale yesterday, $47.95. Quinn Hughes, 2019 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 26.12, sold 9 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $185. Last sale yesterday, $195. That card's up 15.3%. Brock Faber, 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base in PSA 9, sold 9 times in the last 7 days. A lot of people getting that raw card back graded and flipping it. Last sale, $44.20. Yesterday, that's up 15.6%. All right, let's go on to the most sold PSA 10 rookies in the hockey card market over the last 7 days. We know the Bedards. Let's skip all the way down to Jack Hughes, 2019 Upper Deck Young Guns base 201 in PSA 10, sold 7 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $193. Last sale yesterday, $181. William Nylander's 2016 Upper Deck 249 Young Guns base PSA 10. Sold 5 times in the last 7 days. Average, $131. Austin Matthews, 2016 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10. Sold 5 times in the last 7 days. Last sale a couple of days ago, $1,100. That's up $110. Adam Fox, 2019 Upper Deck 228 Young Guns base PSA 10. Sold 5 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $84.48. Alexander Ovechkin's 2005 Upper Deck rookie class number 2 base in PSA 10, pop 909. Sold 5 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $257. All right, now over to some of the most exciting news in the hockey card market. If you like big dollar sales, these are the top sales in the last 7 days in the hockey card market. Connor McDavid's 2015 Upper Deck The Cup, number 97 Exquisite Collection rookie autograph patch, serial numbered out of 97 in PSA 10. That's a whopper. Sold on April 18th for $28,800. Clocking in on the same day, same price, tied for number one, my guy, Mario Lemieux, my favorite player as a kid, 1985 OPG number 9 base PSA 10, pop 48. Love that. $28,800. McDavid's 2015 SP Authentic 226 Future Watch Auto limited patch, serial numbered out of 100 in PSA 10. Sold on the same day, April 18th, for $19,800. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck 451 Young Guns Outburst Red, serial numbered out of 25 raw. Super cool looking card. Sold on the same day, April 18th, for $7,570. Wayne Gretzky's 1979 Topps number 18 base SGC 85, sold just a couple of days ago, April 23rd, for $6,100. All right, now here are the top cards with 5 or more sales in the last 7 days by sale price in the hockey card market. All rookie cards. Austin Matthews, 2016 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10. We talked about this card a minute ago. That's number one. That's number one. Last sale, $1,100. Connor Bedard's Young Guns base PSA 10, dominating everything. Last sale, of course, yesterday. That's still at $1,010 at the last sale. The BGS 9.5 of that card we haven't talked about yet is the number 3 card, $710. So that's interesting that you can buy a BGS 9.5 at $710, and there's still quite a bit of profit margin if you want to crack that out and try to get a PSA 10 from it. All right, let's go over to the card sale updates in the hockey card market that have sold 10 or more times in the last 7 days, 2012 through the present, graded only. There's only 4 cards that meet this criteria. We've talked about every single one of these cards already on today's show. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 9, the PSA 10, Bedard's Marquee Rookie OPG and PSA 10, and the 2023 Upper Deck Bedard Star Rookies 1 base PSA 10. So let's skip on over to a highlighted CGC slab of the day. This episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Criminally undervalued here is this beautiful, beautiful CGC 9.5 2021 SP Authentic Connor McDavid. Nothing super special about this card other than the fact that it is McDavid. It is a 9.5 from CGC, which is of course a mint plus grade. But what's interesting is this card only got 4 bids and sold for $3.50. There are actually CGC 8s, CGC 9s, and raw versions of this card that have sold for more than $3.50. Everybody, criminally undervalued are the CGC card slabs because they are beautiful. Thank you for joining us on the weekly hockey card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast. at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Everybody, have a great day.